Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Millions of people in the U.S. state of Florida dealing with heavy rains, high winds from Hurricane Irma as it makes its way north through the state. It has weakened as it continues to move across Florida with maximum sustained winds of 135 kilometers per hour. President Trump declared Florida a major disaster area and then spoke with reporters.
In times such as these, we see the strength and the resolve of the American spirit, and we see the kindness and courage of our people. With gratitude for our first responders and prayers for those in the storm's path, America stands united, and I mean totally united.
Before reaching Florida, Irma left at least 25 people dead across the Caribbean and virtually flattened some islands, including Barbuda, once a British colony. UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson speaks about the aid on the way to the region.
We're getting a huge amount of aid in there. You've got 500 UK troops in the region now. As I speak, we've got, I think, more than 50 British police going on their way to the British Virgin Islands and other places.
U.S. has deployed Navy, Marines, and Air Force to help the recovery efforts in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the Dutch Caribbean island of St. Martin, which also suffered severe damage. Death toll from cholera outbreak in Nigeria has risen now to 35, with nearly 1,300 cases. The UN Humanitarian Agency says more than 500 suspected cholera cases have been registered since the first was recorded last month by Nigerian health officials. UNICEF warning the disease threatens more than 1 million people, many living in displacement camps as a result of the Boko Haram insurgency. This is VOA News.